There is a cyber war that is going on. Now, some of you might be thinking that I'm talking of the recent Star Wars movie, although that also carries with it some of the same connotations of the Force and the dark forces. But the reality, as we celebrate here in the Diocese of Madison, Safe Haven Sunday, is the reality that there are forces that are in the cyber war that are entering into our homes, into our very pockets. We carry them around. We know that at the beginning, when Adam and Eve fell in the garden, that we were disordered, which means we were less capable of receiving the love of God, allowing that to transform us, and from that transformation, then to make a return of that same goodness, of that same love to the Father. So this cyber war that is entering into our homes oftentimes is not only entering into our physical homes, but it is a battle in a space that is not visible, that which is the human heart. There is a battle going on. And we were made for true, substantial love, not artificial love. And what this cyber war brings us is an artificial, a false, an imitation love that comes very easily. It can be done anonymously, and it can be done anywhere at any time, that we are pulled into this battle over the flesh, this battle of lust. And so we need to take concrete steps by which to fight and battle this cyber war that is really finding its battle in the very hearts of many men and women. A lot of times I think most people in our culture think that it's primarily a man's battle. It is becoming both men and women's battle. And while it is gravely sinful, I think one of the ways in which we are to fight it is that we must call it what it is. It certainly is sinful to engage in these lustful activities, using the internet, social media, and television, or whatever source they may come through. But for some people, it's no longer just a sin. It has become a habitual activity, which means it is no longer just a sin. It is an addiction. And while we need to fight sin in the normal way, addiction takes it to another level, and we need other sources by which to fight that battle. And so I just encourage you, if you yourself find yourself struggling in this, we need to shed the Lord's light and His truth on it, which means you need to open that door to other people. First and foremost, in the sacrament of reconciliation. But that is not enough. We also need people to walk with us, who are willing to help hold us accountable. And then thirdly, it may even mean that we need to learn how to rewire our psychology, our own mind, so that we don't respond automatically when the triggers, whatever those might be, are tripped. So this is for those who might be in the midst of that battle themselves. And I want to say, and I'll repeat, do not give up hope. The Lord came into the world to bring his light, and the darkness did not overcome it. He sees you, he still loves you. And he has the power to triumph even this darkness. But then we also have to take concrete steps of protecting those that we love, especially at home. So I will say, I get many opportunities to spend time with beautiful families. And it gives me a great joy and chuckle when parents tell me, yeah, I give my teenage boy or daughter a flip phone, which means they never use it because it's no longer cool. As soon as they get the flat smartphone, all of a sudden they use it all the time. So if you're wondering, how might we protect our young people? Just get them a flip phone. It seems to work very effectively. All the teenagers are going to hate me. It's fine. The other thing we have to be honest with is that we cannot protect our loved ones forever, which means we have to accept the reality that the internet's going to be a part of their life, social media is probably going to be a part of their life, television at some point, and all the other sources by which these things come to us. And so we need to teach our young people to set good and healthy boundaries, to push against the desires to spend maybe unlimited amount of time or looking at things that they know they ought not to. We need to teach them how to use these things properly. And so we can't isolate them, but at some point we need to slowly allow them to learn how to use them properly and effectively. And so what I would really encourage is that for our families in particular, that this week, you take one of the books that are being offered for Safe Haven Sunday, and you really use this week as an emphasis or an opportunity to sit down and have some of those conversations. Maybe you've had it already, but to renew that conversation, or maybe sit down and have that more difficult conversation. Not only with parents and children, but maybe even spouses. Saying, where are we at with all this? Do we need help in this? Because unfortunately, this cyber war is really ruining relationships. There are people who are in relationship but living very isolated, feeling like they cannot be loved because they continue to fall over and over and over into this darkness. Today's gospel, Jesus comes to the wedding feast of Cana. And Mary tells the servants, go fill up these water jars. These jars were meant for ceremonial washing. What does that mean? This means that the Israelites The Jews would wash their feet with these jars of water. They were not particularly, I wouldn't have wanted to drink out of them. Jesus transforms that water into the greatest wine. Anybody who struggles with lust in their life, Mary is saying, go take all of it, fill up these jars for ceremonial washings with all of your actions, all of your activity. Do not hold anything back. Fill them up to the brim and bring them to Jesus. Jesus has the power to transform our disorder, our dysfunction, our addiction, to open our hearts, freeing us to receive love that it might remain in us, making us that which we receive and capable of giving true, authentic, substantial love. Jesus Christ is the answer to the cyber war that is coming into our homes and into our hearts. But he also gives us other people to help us, to give us other tools to overcome not only the sin, but if it truly is an addiction, to give us what we need to overcome those. With the help of other people walking with us, loving us in our struggles, helping give us tools psychologically to overcome these struggles, but then ultimately the grace that comes from Jesus Christ entering into the darkness of our lives, pulling us out, transforming us, and making us like himself. And so, dear brothers and sisters, let us take this week of Safe Haven Sunday and this week to really bring that truth into our homes.